I am on Donald Trump's email list. I attained that spot after contributing to his 2016 campaign. So because of that, I receive on some days as many as 4 emails a day from the Trump. And I know I can opt out, but they're kind of actually fun to read and dissect. Want to share some of the latest missives from Trump Island as a public service, in case you too are receiving them and they're starting to actually make sense with you. I'm here to help. It's my attempt at public service. Keep in mind I'm reading these word for word. Here we go. As one of my top supporters, I want you to be among the first to know that I am giving my complete and total endorsement to David Perdue as the next governor of the great state of Georgia. David is a true patriot who is committed to getting Georgia back on track, but this is going to be a very tough fight. Stacey Abrams and the radical left have been laying the groundwork and building up the war chest to flip Georgia blue since her embarrassing loss 3 years ago. I'm asking you to rush in a donation of any amount to David's campaign so he can get a head start in what will be the biggest fundraising race anyone has ever seen. And as with all the Trump semi-money now pitches, the donation page has the box already checked off to make what you're giving today a recurring donation. So unless you uncheck that box, instead of $100 just today, you'll be agreeing to give $100 every month, over and over and over. By the way, I'm reading these emails going backwards in time from the most recent. I'm not reading all of them. Just want to give you a little taste of what the emails from Trump Island are like. So, day before, here's the one I got. I want to offer you something truly special. We just released our new Trump wine glasses, and I want you to have a set. We only produce a limited supply of these wine glasses, but because you are such a loyal supporter, by the way, I haven't given Trump a penny since 2016, I'm saving a set for you. Once we run out, we will not restock, so don't wait. Yeah, right. Just like those ads you see for those limited edition collector plates, what's the limit? And when people actually stop ordering them. Anyway, going back to the email, please contribute $70 or more right away and we'll send you a set of our Trump wine glasses. Why do I get the feeling that the pitch should actually read, don't wait, send your money today or Trump will actually have to pay for these wine glasses out of his pocket, instead of pyramid scheming to pay for them? Email from the day before the wine glasses. Did you see my email? I'm giving you the chance to increase your impact from 550% to 650%. Please contribute any amount immediately, and your gift will be increased by 650%. Thank you. He says thank you. Who's doing that better than 6 times matching? Don't know. No hint of a name or even a testimonial by the person or the organization supposedly doing that mysterious matching. Email from the day before that one. My team reached out with a very important one question poll, but I was just informed that you hadn't submitted your response yet. Your impact is critical to our efforts to get the left out of power, and I told my team that not getting your input is not an option. The deadline to submit your response has been extended by 1 hour. Do you want a Trump 10 times impact offer? 10 times. Imagine that, 10 times. But now wait a minute. If I didn't respond to this spectacular opportunity, why would you knock it down to 6 times in that email that you sent the next day? Shouldn't Trump have maybe kicked that up by maybe a 12, maybe 15 times match? Let's see here. Oh, this was good. I have something incredible to share with you. We have brand new Trump pint glasses, and I want you to have priority access to claim yours first. You've always been a loyal supporter. Well, it's still not a penny since 2016, but okay. So I want to make sure you have our iconic pint glasses that I personally designed. Contribute $30 right now and claim your one-of-a-kind Trump pint glass. Are you catching a trend here? Seems like Trump supporters drink a lot. I've noticed something Trump's grifting donation page and his media company's investor presentation have in common. Vagueness. Well, if you go to that Trump donation page I mentioned where the recurring donation box is always automatically checked off, there's a scrolling list of names of people who supposedly donated and how much they gave. Their names? Sid R. Jill B. Leonard W. It's the same thing you see on the page of the Trump media company in their investor presentation where the names of the people who will play major roles in the company are listed. Their names? Barry P., Francis L., Daniel A.,